Hello.
Hello, is this Angel speaking?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Angel. This is Sheldon Benjamin from Notebook Writing. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
Not much. I was going through the comic draft you sent me for Pandora, Goddess of the Mind.
Yes.
Yes, I have a few questions relative to the draft. Do you have time?
Okay. Yes, bear with me one moment, okay?
Okay.
One moment. Hello? Yes, I'm available.
Okay. So a few things I have to confirm. You have given me a total of 17 scenes, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So there are 70 scenes, and from what I have read, you have taken 10 illustrations, correct?
I have taken 10 illustrations.
Yes. Like the package that was discussed with you will contain 10 illustrations, total.
Like
Correct?
10 pages?
Yes, 10 illustration. That means you. I'm not sure about the discussion that you had when you signed up for the second book, but for a comic book, you are going to need a lot of illustrations for what you have sent me.
Okay, so when I spoke to Daniel, he told me that it would be 50 pages for a total of 1,500, is what Daniel McCain told me. And I said, well, I don't think I'm going to need 50 pages. He was like, well, that's part of the package. It's 50 pages or 1,500. So I said, okay, I mean, I guess. I mean, I was like, I have 17 scenes, so I mean, let's see what 17 scenes can get us. And then, but that was it. That's what he said. Now, if you would have told me it's only 10 pages for
No, I'm not saying
$1,500,
10
then I would.
pages. Angel, I'm not saying 10 pages. I think there has been a slight confusion, okay? The 50 pages that define as a book, okay? That means it's going to be a Word file with 10 images or like 10 illustrations. That's what's in your package. 50 pages of written containing 10 images. But that's not how a comic book works, right?
Well, comic books have a lot of illustrations.
Yeah, my point exactly. Because I read comic books, like I read a lot of comic books, so that's what
Me
actually
too.
confused me. So, like,
Right, and that's why
this
when I spoke
package
to
is not making
Daniel,
sense for you.
it's not, because when I spoke to Daniel, I told him I wanted to be like a Marvel comic book. And he says, yes, we can definitely do that. We can definitely do that.
We can do
So,
that. That I understand that there is possible we can do that. However, there has been a slight confusion, I think. Yeah, I'm gonna have to talk to Daniel on this as well and see if we can get some revisions done on your package as well. But aside from that, I do I, we are if we're gonna continue with this, okay, I'm gonna need you to give me the character designs as well. You have given me all the scenes, but I have no character designs in this.
character, oh, character designs. Okay,
Yeah,
so I did
descriptions.
one. I drew one, okay, which is the main character, Pandora, the goddess of the mind. I can send you that over, so at least you have a vision of what I am seeking. And then, as far as the characters, it's more like I would say think of Greek mythology. Okay, so I would send that all in the email, but I would say Greek mythology. Now, can
What's
you
the
please
setting,
give
though?
me.
What's the setting? What's confusing me in all of the scenes is what is the setting? Because in each scene, there's no description of what the setting is going to be. Like, there are books being burned. One, what's the time zone that we're talking? Is this medieval? Is this
Okay. No,
modern?
this is modern time, so like within the years of 2001 and 2018. So this, how about I do this, okay? How about we break this up into scenes? I think that would be the best way of doing this project. So
you've basically given me is like an outline for the entire
it's
17 scenes.
Right, it's an outline script. So what I'll do is today I would do a description of each scene. So we will I think it would be best to focus on each scene one by one.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah. So we'll actually work scene by scene, and you'll have to define one more thing. I think our writers can do that as well, but I think it's better if it comes from your end. How many illustrations do you need on one page? Because one scene has multiple cut pages, right? Like, let's select scene one, okay, where the books are being burned. That's going to be one scene with questions, okay? And then there's the shot, the bang, the explosion. Then the army rushes in. That's going to be a different illustration. Then you have to understand.
Oh, so you're
you read comics as well. This is basically 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 illustrations for scene one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to define what kind of cut you want. Since you read comics, you already have an idea of how comic, illustration placements are done. So we can give you
a
template. Mm-hmm.
I have a question. No, because the template that you guys sent doesn't really work for me. So you said 10 illustrations, correct?
Yeah.
Are you saying 10 illustrations for the whole book?
Yeah, that was the confusion I think that happened between you and Daniel. That's what I feel. That's the confusion that happened. So, because there's not going to be a lot of written material in this. It's just going to be designing the complete illustrations because it's a comic book.
Right, but that's what I'm trying to get a hold of. It's going so pretty much. What you're telling me is that it's 10 illustrations for the whole book.
At this time, yeah, that's what you have.
So in other words, in one scene, there's supposed to be literally just one illustration. That's not even a comic book.
My point
is literally like,
that's why I call you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not a comic book because the way that I wrote each scene is as if each box contains its own illustration.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's how I see comic book. Now, the way that you're telling me is if it's like a children's book.
Yeah, that's my confusion here because, well, look, the thing is, I get specifications from the team, okay? I got specifications from Daniel. From those specifications, I started working on this project. But now that you sent me the first draft, I understand this is like a proper comic book. So what you have at this time with the comic book, the package that you have, that's not going to work for you.
Yeah, so then if that's the case, then I might as well just get a refund for it and just, seek somewhere else.
We can actually design. No, that's not the problem. The thing is, we can design this book. But we have to rework what's been done, okay? So we can reform the package.
But it's still going to be on the same price.
That I can't assure you because it depends
on
the illustrations.
Because that's what, Daniel McCain told me, which is why I agreed to it. If he would have told me, Angel, it's only going to be 10 illustrations, because this is how he told me. He said that it was supposed to be 3 comic book lines for each page, is what he said. So three boxes, 3 columns.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. So he was like, it'll be 3 columns per each page. And I was like, well, what if some scenes might contain 4 or 5? He was like, well, with the comic books that we do, it's 2 to 3. 2 to 3 scenes. So I said, okay. And then he was like, and then it's 50 pages for the whole comic book. And I was like, okay, not bad. So he was like, it's going to be $1,500. We'll do the 3 payment installment of $500 every 2 weeks. And then that's when I agreed to it. So But now you're telling me something completely different, which is not what he told me.
That is my point exactly. There's been a slight confusion.
Right.
How about this? How about you this? Give me an
hour.
Can
we just do a conference with Daniel? Yeah. We should do a conference with him.
Give me an hour. Let me have a meeting with Daniel, okay? And we'll come up with a solution to this, and I'll call you back, okay?
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay, Angel, I'm going to get you back within an hour or two. You'll be free by then, correct?
Yes, I'll be free, and then just let me know what happens before I submit anything else, okay?
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Well, I'll call you back in a while, and have a good day.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Bye.